more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. It's mid-August, and even those of us who have been out of school for a long time are getting that ominous feeling about the start of classes. But there are a few precious days left to go out in the backyard or the playground and find something fun to do. Our outdoor adventure contributors recently spent some time judging some of the most creative backyard games invented by kids. Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are authors of the Kids Outdoor Adventure book, and they were on the judging panel for a national contest this summer. Nice to see both of you.
Hey there. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So we talked in the past about your role in helping pick the backyard game of the year. You've actually done it at this stage. You were out in San Diego, I think, serving as judges. And so let's talk about that. What was, first of all, what was the experience like for you?
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was a great experience all around. We had so much fun. And just to be a part of an event that encourages kids to get outside, use their imaginations, and just, you know, celebrate being a kid, really. I mean, it brought us all back to our childhoods, and it was such a great experience.
Yeah, these are kids. This is a national contest. So these are kids from all over the country. We had a kid from Michigan, from Washington, D.C. We had a California kid, Florida, and Virginia. And so these are kids that really were very creative, came up with their own games, and were all like vying for the chance to win a $10,000 scholarship.
And how did you have them present? How did the kids show off their games?
This is the best part because we got to play all the games, and I think Ken is like, he's like a big kid, and so he was in there like throwing the ball with all the kids and challenging them and everything.
They had, you know, the entire park was kind of taken over for the event, and they had all the games set up, and there was also a group category that also was a game. So there were six different games, and yeah, the judges, Tony Hawk, the skateboarder, was another judge, and so the three of us just went from station to station. Those kids got up there, they gave us the quick explanation of how to play the game. There were other kids around, and we just jumped right in and played the games.
Well, and so what was it for you that made a good game?
Yeah, it was like, you know, we went and we talked to the kids and we said, you know, how did you come up with this? We looked at, like, we did have a little judging secret panel, so it's like difficulty, you know, how many kids can play this game, how creative it was it. And so we did have a little bit of criteria as far as that goes, but mostly it's just like, how did a kid take a concept and really, like, put a twist on it and come up with something creative? That's what we were looking for.
Yeah, and it was also fun to just watch the kids interact, you know, and play the games. And we asked all the kids what their favorite games were. And I don't think it was, you know, strategic on their part, but they all picked the group game that they weren't actually competing against.
Yeah.
Well, and so these are kids and these are games. Were the kids stressed out by this?
Oh, no. They loved it. Didn't they love it?
Yeah, yeah. This year was kind of an odd year in that all of the finalists were males. We had little boys running around, and they just became a pack of best friends instantly, and they would just run from each other's game back and forth and playing. So yeah, there wasn't any sense of rivalry or anything. There were no sign of nerves. These kids just got up there and, you know, shook Tony Hawk's hand and be like, here, let me tell you about my game, you know? And that's what kids do.
Yeah, some of the games we'd be playing, and the kid is very focused. Like, he wants his rules played the correct way. And so we would play the game. And then he'd be like, I have to go now, you know, I have to go attend to my game and make sure people are playing it right.
Well, so we've been teasing people. We haven't actually talked about any of the games in particular. What can you tell us about the games that made the cut?
Some of the games were very creative as far as like taking classic games now and putting a twist on them. So like we had a boy who took the concept of jacks, but like old school jacks, and recreated that using a ball and like a big laundry tub and like throwing a ball up in the air and gathering stuffed animals and putting it in the laundry tub. And then we had like a tic-tac-toe game that was like a little spin, like an outdoor giant tic-tac-toe board.
One of the games was, you know, kind of like a practice, like a soccer drill, you know, where you had the soccer balls and you were kicking them from different spots around the globe. And so that was a fun one. There was another kid that he had been in the production of The Wizard of Oz. And he was like, you know, I've had flying monkeys on my mind. So I created a game around that. So just really creative ideas to get kids outside. But the winning game.
The winning game, okay, it took cards and it brought cards outside. And so That alone we thought was cool. So let's playing deck of cards.
Yeah, a couple of different decks of cards. And so it was basically a memory game, and you would have one deck that you were going to pick from, and then you would run across the field, and all the other deck was face down. And so you had the memory one at a time to find the matching card. Then you scream out, "I'm a card shark," and you run back to your relay. So, you know, it's just memory, it's cards, it's a relay race. It's so many different levels of awesome.
Yeah. So there was the final game, there was two teams. So you have four decks of cards, and you have two decks on one end, two decks on the other end. And then, like Ken said, it's just a relay game. And we did that game. We came back and we played it in my backyard. And it was so much fun just to go back and forth, back and forth. And my kids are like, "Let's play again."
This is not your grandmother's bridge club.
For sure.
Well, and I wonder if part of the deal with coming up with a good game is finding a game that you do want to play over and over and over again.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I think that's part of the criteria is how often are you going to lose interest in this game, you know, and with all of these games, you know, we can play them all summer long. All of the games are posted on the Cliff Kids Backyard Game of the Year webpage, you know, so you can get them, you can take them to your own backyard and play. It's really a neat program.
And before we go, tell us about the group winner.
Yeah, the group winning game. It was also the People's Choice Award that day out in San Diego. And so this was called Dragon Frizzball. And again, it was a group of cousins, and they came together and said, "You know what? We don't get any new toys this summer. We have to make our own fun." Mm-hmm. They took a Frisbee, stuck it in the middle of the field. They had 10 items on either end. So they used cans, we used, you know, water bottles, just targets. And those are supposed to be the dragon eggs. And then it's like ultimate Frisbee. You team, you know, each team runs in, they grab the Frisbee, they pass it ahead, they run back and forth, and you knock down those balls, you know, or you break those eggs open. And so again, just, you know, endless fun, simple items you all have in your own homes right now. Just load them up and get them outside.
And less messy than using actual eggs.
That's true.
Right.
Well, great games, and as you say, the rules, as there are posted, and we'll have a link to them.
Great.
Ken, yeah. Stacy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are the authors of The Kids Outdoor Adventure Book, 448 Great Things to Do in Nature Before You Grow Up. They are Lake Effect Outdoor Adventure contributors, and they talked about their experience as judges for this year's Cliff Kid Backyard Games Contest. You'll find a link to the top entries from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Next on the show, we talk to the author of a book whose name we are going to have to censor. Per FCC regulations, it is A Brief History of Swearing, and the story of swearing comes your way after the break on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio.